This is Jagannath Vallabha Garden. This is right near the Jagannath Temple. This is a personal flower garden and pleasure garden of Lord Jagannath. And unseen by us, but Lord Jagannath comes and goes out of the temple according to his own free will. If one has the eyes of love, then they can see the comings and goings of the Lord. We heard the other day how the Lord Jagannath and Balaram, they left the temple to go to South India to fight on behalf of King Purushottam Jain to win that princess. Princess, what was the princess's name?
Padmavati.
Yeah, Padmavati. So that, what was the name of that story?
The street sweeper marries the princess.
Princess. In this case, a prince, the street sweeper was the king of Puri sweeping the street for Lord Jagannath. So, Lord Jagannath comes here sometimes and enjoys in this garden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always in Radhabhav, always experiencing the love of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. So when he entered this garden, then he would immediately see the trees and feel the cooling breezes, as we're feeling. And then he would see all the flowers, and it would remind him of Vrindavan, or remind her, let's say, of Vrindavan. So then he would feel very ecstatic as he moved through here. So this garden is like Vrindavan. So because this garden is for Lord Chaitanya, this garden is Vrindavan. These are the kunjas and arbors of Vrindavan. So we'll sing one bhajan, which is all about the glories of Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe. Shri Govinda Gopi Naka Madana Mohan.
Shri Govinda Gopi Naka Madana Mohan.
Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan.
Kishigata Vamshi Vaka Dvarashakana. Jahasa Balila Koilo Shri Nanda Nandan.
Jahasa Balila Koilo Shri Nanda Nandan.
Shri Nanda Yashoda Jaya Jaya Gopagan.
Shri Nanda Yashoda.
Shri Jaya Jaya Denu Vatsagan.
Shri Ramadi Jaya Jaya Denu Vatsagan.
Jaya Vishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari. Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhira Nagari.
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhira Nagari.
Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabhatu Dvijaya
Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabhatu Dvijaya.
Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Vrindavana Basi Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Basi Jata Jan
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Basi Jata Jan
Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Bhakti te jahara paila Govinda chara
Bhakti te jahara paila Govinda chara
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Jaya Radhe
Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohan
Shri Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohan
Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shyam
Shri Rasa Mandala
Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram
Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram
Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram
Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela
Parapiya Vaveja Brajate Prachar
Parapiya Vaveja Brajate Prachar
Jaya Jana Shri Jana Vapadja Padma Koriya Smara Krishna Dasa Kohe Naam Sankirtan
Vina Krishna Dasa Kohe Naam
Sankirtan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan
Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan
Ramakunda Radha Kunda Devi Govardhan
Ramakunda Radha Kunda Devi Govardhan
Shri Vrindavan Dhama Ki
Jai.
My Lord Jagannath stayed at Gundicha. Lord Chaitanya had many pastimes here, including several picnics. picnic means bhojan lila. Bhojan, they bring tiffins. Not tiffins, they would bring baskets and pots of Jagannath Mahaprasad, and that's a picnic. Everything's already packaged. Clay pots of dal, clay pots of rice, and chutney, sweet rice, and baskets of kaja, so many sweets. And they would come here and find a nice shady place under some trees. First they would soak their feet in one of the sarovars. They'd take a bath in one of the sarovars, and they would sit down and take prasad. One full moon night in April. What does that mean? Vasant Purnima. Vasant time. Springtime. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees entered Jagannath Vallabha Garden. Brilliantly illuminated by the moon, all the fully blossomed trees and creepers glittered in the moonlight. The six seasons, especially spring, were present there. So there's six seasons. Usually they come one after another. 2 months of winter, 2 months of spring, 2 months of summer, 2 months of rainy season, 2 months of autumn, and 2 months of pre-winter season. And that's six seasons. So they're all present simultaneously here. One area of the forest would be spring, and there would be springtime birds singing spring ragas, like the Sant Rag, and there would be springtime flowers and springtime fruits. And then they would wander through the forest and come to another section, and it would be summertime. In summertime, there would be summertime flowers and summertime fruits, like water tarbuj and karbuj, and these types of different summer fruits. And there would be summer flowers and summer birds and summer ragas. And then they would wander through the monsoon forest. And there the peacocks will be dancing as they do in the monsoon season with their tail feathers open. And there'll be monsoon flowers like kadamba. Kadamba blossoms in monsoon. And monsoon fruits. And they would be singing Malara Rag. And there'll be Megh Rag. Different ragas that were sung during monsoon. Then they would wander to another part of the forest, and it would be pre-winter. It's called Shirsha. Hemant. It's called Hemant. Anyway, it's pre-winter, after autumn. There's Sharad Ritu, and then there's Hemant, and then there's Shirsha, and then there's Sun. So in this way, the forest, all six seasons were in one forest at one time. Don't have to wait 2 months. Wait 2 minutes. 2 minutes in this forest, and walk 2 minutes in the next season. This is all the arrangement of the Lord. Yogamaya makes such an arrangement for the Lord. They were all there, and Lord Mahaprabhu was very happy. Are you recording that?
Yes. Right,
keep a little over here. As Lord Chaitanya wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashok tree and suddenly saw Krishna. Did you see? You saw? You're in the same forest. This is the same forest. And there must be some Ashok trees here. At least Krishna's not limited. He could stand under some other tree. Any coconut trees. Did you see? Did you see Krishna? And when he saw Krishna, what did he do?
He ran after.
He ran very swiftly. Jaldi. Fatokfat. Paratari. When he saw Krishna, he began running very swiftly, but Krishna smiled and disappeared. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Krishna's transcendental bod. Lord Chaitanya smelled it. Krishna's body. You saw?
Yes.
And he fell unconscious. So he said yes that he was smelling Krishna's body, so now you have to fall unconscious. So don't. In the ecstasy of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began reciting verses describing the scent of Krishna's transcendental body. Ribo. So we're reading from 19th chapter Vanti Lila, the Lord's inconceivable behavior. Jagannatha Vallabhanam Udyana Pradhan Pravesha Karila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagan. The Lord and his devotees entered one of the nicest gardens called Jagannath Vallabha. Prafulita Vrikshavali Yena Brindavan Shukashari Pika Bringa Kari Alapan. The garden was full of blossoming trees and creepers exactly like those in Vrindavan. Bumblebees and birds like parrots and mynas were talking with each other. Pushpa Ganda Lana Wahi Malaya Pavan. This is also Malaya Pavan. A mild breeze was blowing. You feel it? Carrying a fragrance of aromatic flowers. The breeze had become a guru and was teaching the creepers and trees how to dance. See, they're dancing. See the trees dancing? Purna Chandra Chandrikaya Parama Ujwal Tarulat Adi Jyotsnaya Kare Jalamal. Brightly illuminated by the full moon, the trees and creepers glittered in the light. Chaya Ritugan Jahan Vasanta Pradhan Deki Anandita Hoila Gora Bhagavan. Gora Bhagavan. Gora. Gora.
Gora.
Gora. The six seasons, especially spring, were present there. Seeing the garden, Mahaprabhu was very happy. Anandita. Anandita Gora Bhagavan. Lalita Lavanga Lata Padagayan Nityakari Bulin Prabhu Nijaganalana. In this atmosphere, the Lord and his associates sing the verse from Gita Govinda, beginning with the words Lalita Lavanga Lata, as he danced and wandered about with them. So the Lord, imagine, it's nighttime, the full moon is rising, it's spring, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Actually, April, May is quite warm, but this evening is very refreshing, wandering through this garden, imagine the moon, with all of his intimate associates, Srub Damodara, and then Rai Ramananda, and then Jagannanda Pandit, and then who else would be there? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, wandering through this garden. Then they start reciting verses from Gita Govinda. In Gita Govinda, each, there are something like 24 shlokas in Gita Govinda. Or maybe more, I'm not sure, but there's so many songs. And the songs are different shlokas, and each song is a different rag. Vasant rag, and Malashri rag, and Dhanashri rag, and Malara rag, and Dhanashri rag. So many rags. It's so fascinating, and it's so beautiful. You can need just a little section. Lalita Lavanga Lata. Very beautiful. Such beautiful Gita Govinda. Of course, that was written in Orissa, in this place. Jayadeva was living here in Orissa, and he wrote that song. And that became the family theme song for Jagannath. Every night, everyone in Orissa, they know this Gita Govinda. It's like the national anthem of India. And every night they sing it to Lord Jagannath when he takes rest. He takes rest from 1 o'clock in the morning till 3 a.m. I believe so, 2 hours or so. He gives darshan. Many people go for darshan at midnight, 11 o'clock. So they're singing this, Lalita Lavanga Lata, as he danced and wandered about. Prati Briksha Vali Ache Brahmate Brahmate Ashokera Tale Krishna Dekena Achambite. As Mahaprabhu wandered around. In other words, this is Radharani wandering around through the gardens of Vrindavan, right? Singing Lalita Lavanga Lata. Lavanga. Lavanga means cloves. It's a creeper. Lata. Lavanga Lata means a cloves means Jaifal. Jaifal is cloves.
Long.
Thank you. Long Lata. A long creeper. Cloves. You know, going around the tree is beautiful fragrance. Lavanga. Lalita Lavanga. So Radharani is wandering here with Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, with Vishakha Sakhi, and all the different Sakhis are wandering around. And then suddenly under an Ashok tree, Radharani sees Krishna, Mahaprabhu sees Krishna. Imagine you're wandering in the forest, and then you see your lover leaning on a tree. He's run, this attraction. Sankarshan, Krishna. Krishna Deki Mahaprabhu, Dana Chalila, Age Deki Hasi Krishna Antardhana Hoila. When he saw Krishna, Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly. Krishna smiled and disappeared. Age Paile Krishna Tanre Puna Haran, Bhumete Parila Prabhu Murchita Han. Having gotten Krishna, then lost him, Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. This is what happens, actually, when one comes to the platform of Bhava, the level of Bhava Bhakti, as described by the Mahajans, or Acharya Mahajans, Mahajan Acharyas, at the level of Bhava, when one is chanting mantra, he may have a spurti. Spurti means a vision. There's something called spurti, visporti, and sakshat darshan. There's three different types of experiences with the Lord. And sakshat darshan can happen anytime, according to the Lord's will, as He wills. He can give the eyes for someone to see the Lord. But generally, sakshat darshan will happen on the level of prema. But this spurti can happen even at the level of bhav. And spurti is like you're meditating and you see some. You become absorbed in some pastime, and it feels like you're actually there. It feels like you're seeing it. You're seeing the pastime. Then visporti is someone's meditating on the leelas of Krishna, and he's seeing them. Then he doesn't feel that he's actually meditating on the leelas. He feels that he's actually there, because I'm actually there. So this is done in the higher end of bhava bhakti, visporti, this experience. One, of course, has his siddhadeha. He's in his spiritual form, say, Manjari Sarup. And he's meditating on Leela, rendering service there in Mantri Sarup Siddhadeha. Then he doesn't really feel any difference between. He doesn't know that he's meditating anymore. It seems so real. It's like he's really there. He's in the Leela, and he's serving there with his Guru Sakhi and his and Radharani Saralita Rupa Manjari Rati Manjari. He's so much immersed. It's called Leela Pravesh, like we say Griha Pravesh. He's entered the Leela so deeply. Visporti, very strong vision. Then Saksha Darshan. Lord Chaitanya is obviously Radharani and Radha Bhav. So he's wandering around and he sees the Lord. This is Saksha Darshan. And then he runs to catch him and then he disappears. So this hide and seek, maybe you've heard on some of my tapes. I don't know if you've ever heard. Where I discuss about the Lord plays hide and seek with his devotees. You know hide and seek? in Hindi it's called looky looky. Huh? In Vrindavan they call it luka looky. You can chuki and you're looky. But in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, I looky for you and you looky for me. In Vrindavan, Krishna looky for Radharani and Radharani looky for Krishna. And there's one kund in Kamyavan. It's called Looky Looky Kund. It's below Charan Bahari. And you can see the. It's a long story. If we go there sometime, I'll tell you that one. Krishnara Sriyanga Gande Bariche Udyan Se Ganda Pana Prabhu Hailana Echetan. So now here we are in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. Lord Chaitanya has had darshan of Krishna and he's become overwhelmed and he's falling unconscious. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Krishna's transcendental body. Mahaprabhu smelled it and he fell unconscious at once. Nirantara Nasaya Pashe Krishna Parimala Ganda Shwadite Prabhu Haile Pagal. The scent of Krishna's body incessantly entered his nostrils and the Lord became mad to relish it. If you see in Madhurya Kadambini, it describes the experience of how the Lord interacts with the different senses of the devotee when he comes to the level of bhava. The Lord starts to interact with him. So firstly, sometimes he may show a brief darshan, he may see the Lord. And then what happens is all the senses of the devotee become eyes. The ears become eyes, the nose, mouth. Everybody becomes eyes. He becomes totally fixed on Krishna. And then he becomes so absorbed because all his senses are absorbed in the sight of Krishna. And when Krishna disappears, then the senses stop functioning. They don't function anymore. So then he faints unconscious. So sometimes sometimes one can smell the fragrance of the Lord. So this sequence of what's happening here with Lord Chaitanya in this Jagannath Vallabha Gardens is also what happens with the devotee as he advances in the level in bhava, at the platform of bhava. There's sadhana bhakti, then bhava, then prema. Bhava is not sadhana anymore. You're with Krishna, basically. So then you smell the Lord. You smell the Lord's fragrance, then you faint. Then the Lord may come and he may whisper in your ear. This is described in Madhurya Kadambini. That's a very nice description. Krishna Ganda Labda Radha Sakire Ye Kahila Se Shloka Pari Prabhu Artha Karila. Radharani once spoke a verse to her sakis describing how she hankers for the transcendental scent of Krishna's body. Mahaprabhu recited the same verse and made its meaning clear. Kuranga marajid vapu parimalaromi krishtangana swakanga nalish ashtike shashikut jutabja ganda prataha marenduvara chandanaguru sugandhi charchar chicha sa me marana mohana saki tanoti nasa spriham. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of kasturi, musk, and attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of his body distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with camphor. So his lotus hands, his lotus face, mouth, eyes, navel, they smell like lotus mixed with camphor. His body is anointed with aromatic substances like kasturi, kapoor, chandan, and aguru. Oh, this person, O Sakhi, he is the enchanter of Cupid, increases the desire of my nostrils. This is Govinda Lilamrita. So now, here in this Jagannath Vallabha garden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of Krishna. So we're in the same garden, so when we pay obeisances to the dust of this place, this is a Leela Stali of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. This is a Leela Stali of Radha and Krishna. And he's in Viparlamba Bhav, Lord Chaitanya is in Viparlamba Bhav, and he's crying everywhere. Crying and searching for Krishna, and everything in every place, because he is in separation, anything you see reminds you of your beloved and the place. There's your beloved and there's a place that you enjoy with your beloved. So Krishna's beloved or Radha's beloved is Krishna, and Radha's beloved Leela Stali, your playground, is Vrindavan, Nidivan, Sevakunj, Premsarova, Mansarovara, and so many Radhakunj, Shamakunj, Kusum Sarovara, so many places where they have their pastimes. So when Lord Chaitanya is here feeling separation, in Radha-bhav, Radharani feeling separation from Krishna, Krishna coming to experience Radharani's bhav as Mahaprabhu, he sees the forest, oh this is the kunjas of Vrindavan, he sees the blue water of the ocean, this is the Bay of Bengal, he sees it as Yamuna, right? He sees a hill, what does he see? Girirad, 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 Govardhan, Govardhan. Haridas Varya, Haridas Varya. And he runs at this like lightning speed, which we didn't read. Or we could have read. We will read. And so everything is reminding him, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Because Moramana Vrindavan. Moramana Vrindavan. Your mind is Vrindavan. So if your mind is Vrindavan, wherever you go, whatever you see Vrindavan. If you move around with somebody from Vrindavan, then they're always saying, "Oh, this looks like Krishna Balaram. Oh, this looks like," and they say, "Wait a minute, that's a blue truck and a yellow truck." You see a blue truck and a yellow truck, and they say, "Oh, look, Krishna Balaram going," or I mean Radha and Krishna, like someone came with some necklaces, they came with some glass necklaces when we were sitting down yesterday. We were swimming, and they had all different colors, and they said, "Oh, look, Radha and Krishna." And everybody said, "What?" Because there was one, and it was just there was a stick like this. He has a stick, and there were like 15 necklaces on it: coral, spotika, crystal. There was crystal and coral, and a bunch of different colored glass beads. But by chance, or by Krishna's arrangement, or whatever, there was one blue glass bead necklace, and right next to it, there was one golden yellow one. Right next to it, it could have been over here. I mean, the blue one could have been at the end, could have been over here, hanging, and the yellow, but they were side by side. So as soon as I said, "Oh, look, Radha and Krishna have come." And then everybody said, "Where, what? Where are you at?" I said, see, and they, so I said, see the blue necklace? And then we bought those, Mukta bought those. And because I was talking to Baladev, who was the old pujari for Gopal, Manipur Temple, and Radhakund. So I got them, thinking of him, I was remembering Gopal. So then I said, oh, we'll get these for Gopal. So this is the thing, we have to, what's happening? Hey, Suno, what's happening? They want to wrestle, is that what you're saying? Okay, fine. Yeah, we're not. I'm not. No, tell them. That's why it's clean. It's all clean. This is a sacred thing. This is their seva to Jagannath. These are the Jagannath's personal wrestlers. They're all devotees of Hanuman. They're not just here sporting around. This is Jagannath's garden. This is owned by Jagannath. See how it's so clean? It's something special. You know? This is not. It's not a mundane thing. You know, Krishna wrestled. You know that? I said Krishna wrestled. Krishna and Balaram were famous in wrestling. Braj is famous for wrestling. In UP in general, wrestling. You ever wrestled when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It's a village thing. When on Radhastami, everyone goes to Ravel. At least we Gaudiya Vaishnavas go to Ravel to see Radharani's birthplace. And then when you get there, you see like thousands and thousands of people are there, gathered there. And all kinds of tractors parked everywhere because that's people's cars. Their cars, instead of Honda Cities, they have, you know, tractors. And so their tractors are parked everywhere, and they come with a big trolley, and there's full of people in the back. And there's thousands of people, and you go in the temple, and there's no one. No one's in the temple. So you're thinking, oh, I thought all these thousands of people came for Radhasmi to celebrate and see Radha, Larli Lala, whatever her name is. But up on the hill behind the temple, there's a big pandal wall set up, and there's a wrestling ring there. And all the different wrestlers from all over Braj Mandal gather there every year on Radhastami to wrestle. And there was nobody in the temple. Nobody cared about that. Oh, Radhastami, okay, big deal. What is our you know, wrestling match? So this is going on. Even now, they're celebrating wrestling. And because Kansa, he heard that Krishna and Balaram were pretty good wrestlers, he said, why don't you boys come to Mathura? Because the, you know, Mathura team can compete with the Braj team. Braj, like the Pakistan, you know, the cricket team from Pakistan goes against the Indian cricket team. So he was challenging the Mathura wrestlers versus the Vrindavan wrestlers. Of course, you know the outcome, right? Chanura and Mushtika, they were soundly defeated, and also all the other ones. Toshan and Govardhan Mala and all these guys, they were defeated by Krishna and Balaram. It's in Krishna book, 10th chapter. So, anyway, it goes on to describe the beautiful scent. Radharani is describing the beautiful scent of Krishna's body. And obviously, it can't compare to our scent of our bodies, which aren't very fragrant. Krishna doesn't have to use any cologne. His body naturally smells like lotus flowers, and camphor, and kasturi, and aguru, and chandan. Imagine how fragrance naturally. So there's so many verses that he sang. Lord Chaitanya's mind was stolen by the scent of Krishna's body. Then he started running here and there when he woke up like a bumblebee. He ran to the trees and the plants, hoping that Krishna would appear again. But instead, he only found that scent. Swarupadamana Rai Ramananda sang to the Lord, who was dancing, and enjoyed the happiness until the morning arrived. So they came here at night time when the moon was rising, and Lord Chaitanya spent the entire night till sunrise in this garden. What is that called? That's called Nisha Leela, 10:48 to 3:36 in the morning. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhav, in the mood of Radharani, Srubdhamadhar in Lalita Bhav, in the mood of Lalita Sakhi, Rai Ramananda in Vishakha Bhav, Vishakha Sakhi, they're all in their Vrinda, and the whole place is Udipan, or stimulants for Vrindavan. They're all in Brajbhav. And then Krishna was interacting with them. See, I'm here. Now you see me? Now you don't. But he left the fragrance of his body. Sometimes, and another thing, when a devotee comes to the level of Bhav, sometimes he can hear the sound of Krishna's voice. I don't see anyone. Someone's speaking. And then all your senses become ears. Your eyes become ears. Your nose, everything becomes ears. Where is that sound? There's some beautiful voice is speaking. So Radharani spoke this beautiful verse. The scent of Krishna's body is so attractive that it enchants the bodies and minds of all women. It bewilders their nostrils, loosens their belts and hair, and makes them mad women. All the women of the world become under its influence, and therefore the scent of Krishna's body is like a plunderer. Hare Narira Tanuman Nasakari Gurnan Kasaya Nivi. Nivi means the knots on their underwear. You know, they have like rope, like you have on a petticoat, you have some rope or something. So that's how they had it. They didn't have elastic bands and all that stuff. So Nivi Banda. So when Krishna plays his flute sometimes, like it describes in 10th canto, the demigoddesses are flying in their flower airplanes with their husbands. And the husbands can't actually see the rasa dance. They can hear the music, so they know there's some party going on. And they're trying to sleep in their guest house. So, no, they're in the flower airplane. They hear the music, but they can't see the gopis because they're in Purusha Bhav. They're in the idea of being a man. So their wives are saying, take me, I want to go to the party, I want to see the rasa dance. So they say, all right, and they get in their flower airplanes and they drive down to Earth planet and they fly over and they say, well, I hear the music here, I can't see anything. They can maybe see Krishna, but not even Krishna. They don't have that bhav. So they say, I think it's over here. And the lady says, yes, yes. And then they're looking and they're seeing Krishna because they don't have Purusha bhav. They don't have the idea of being men or being enjoyer. They're in Prakriti bhav, to be enjoyed, female. So then they can see, and then they see the gopis also. And then when they hear Krishna's flute, then the knots of their underwear come undone and their underwear starts slipping off the back, you know, sliding down the little backside. And then they feel, and her husband's looking at her, something wrong? Something wrong? You look a little funny. So no, everything's fine. This is described in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. And the word is there, Nivibanda, Nivikula, Nivikulo. Everything comes undone. This is described in Ujjvala Nilamani also. These are some effects of Krishna's, the prabhav of Krishna's love, of Krishna's influence. So it says, Kasaya Nivi Chutaya. Chutaya means loosens. Nivi means belt. Kesha Banda, their hair, their veini, their kesh becomes unloosened. Karya Age Bodhi Natshaya Jagat Nadi Hena Dekatiya Krishnanga Ganda. That's the thing. So this is something to look forward to. To experience Krishna with all of our senses. Because we say Govinda. Govinda means one who gives pleasure. Go means senses. He enlivens the senses. He saturates the senses. So now we're trying to saturate our senses with Krishna. Saturate our eyes with seeing Krishna. Saturate our nose with smelling Krishna's garlands and all these oils and fragrant oils and things like this. And we're trying to saturate our ears with hearing His holy name and hearing His holy teachings, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat. And someday we may actually directly... So these are practices of bhajan, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. But someday we'll actually experience the bhajaniya, the object of our bhajan, Krishna. That comes in bhav, the level of bhav. Now we're approaching. There's our activities, our avideya, our practice, our sadhana, and then the goal is Krishna. So there's a difference between our sadhana and Krishna. We're doing sadhana to attain Krishna. We're not experiencing Krishna. We're simply trying to please Him. Anukulya. Anukulyena, what is it? Anyabhilashi dashinyam gana karma adhyadavitam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakta uttama. We're trying to act favorably, anukulya, for His pleasure and please Him by our activities. But we're not experiencing Him. But at some point we'll experience Krishna with our senses. And this is happening here in this place, in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. This is happening. And Lord Chaitanya is showing, see, this will happen to you. You may see Krishna for a brief moment. Narada Muni, he saw Krishna for one moment. And then Krishna spoke to him, and then he heard Krishna's voice. So first he had his darshan with his eyes, and then he didn't see Him and he was crying. And then he says, what happens? You see Krishna, then you faint and you lose consciousness. And then The Lord sees that you have fallen faint after having darshan. So then he comes and he strokes your forehead. He strokes your forehead and says, please wake up. And so when, as you're waking up, you feel the touch of the Lord on your forehead. And then you wake up and say, oh, someone is touching my forehead. Where? Where are they? I don't see it. Who is it? Who is touching my forehead? Oh, it's Krishna. He's touching your forehead. So then smelling his body. So the senses, our senses, Govindam, Adipurusham, Tamaham Bhajami. Bhajami, I worship that Adipurush. Govindam Adipurusham. That Adipurush, that original enjoyer, who has himself transcendental senses, and he will make himself available to me when I come to this platform of surrender at the level of Bhav. So smelling Krishna's body, hearing the sound of his flute, feeling his touch, all these things are going on. So this is such a place, Jagannath Vallabha Garden, this is a very important place of Krishna and Leela. And someone was mentioning the point about this is where King Prataparudra was able to win the attention of the Lord. When King Prataparudra, he was the king of Puri when Lord Chaitanya was here, and he repeatedly tried to get a meeting with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, king means two things. King means woman and wealth. And woman and wealth are a suicide, or say a death knell for a sannyasi. He should not have anything to do with them. So he said, the word king is synonymous with woman and wealth, because they're always surrounded by queens and money and opulence. So he said, I can't really meet him. It's not possible. So then he kept petitioning different devotees. So then they made a plan that you should abandon your kingly dress, wear a very simple dress, dhoti, kurta, very simple, plain, no jewelry, gems, all this. And then when Lord Chaitanya, and then you should memorize the Gopi Geet. Gopi Geet is chapter 31 of the 10th canto. And you, when the Lord is, when the Lord, during Ratha Yatra, when the Lord is dancing, he's dancing and he gets to this point at Jagannath Vallabha Garden, then he comes here to take rest because Jagannath's cart often stops. It stops at Balagandhi, which we want to see, maybe we'll see still. Balagandhi. It stops there and they make a huge offering. Everyone makes offering. Everyone in the city of, or in the town of Jagannath Puri, they make an offering. The king, the ministers, the queen, everyone makes some offering. Here on the cart, on the wheels, in the garden, everywhere they make bhog offerings to Lord Jagannath because he's there and everyone, his big eyes are everywhere and his big arms are stretching out everywhere to pick the offerings. Krishna can eat with his hands or his eyes or his nose or anything. You can just say, hey Krishna, come and eat. Come and eat all this nice, you know, sweets I made, or kheer, or this some brownies I made. So then just hearing you call out, he can accept the offering by his ears. Hearing you say, hey, come and eat my brownies. Oh, someone's saying brownies, okay, I accept. Like this. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti ananda chinmayasati shvalavigrasa govinda maripurushan kamangajami. We sing that song in the morning when we shrink our arti, right? Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya saruj vala vigrahasya govinda hari purusham tamaham bhajami govinda hari purusham tamaham bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti. Sakalendriya. Sakalendriya. All of his senses are interchangeable. So Krishna, Jagannath with his big eyes, he can just see the offerings wherever they are. So with that huge offering that's going on, Lord Chaitanya comes here to this garden and he lies under a tree on some mandap or anywhere and he rests. Not actually he's resting, he's just in his own Mahabhav. So the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Surab Damodar especially, and Vishakha, they said, this time you go. When he's in this state of ecstasy, you go in very simple, humble dress, and you hold on to his feet, and you start reciting Gopi Geet. By reciting Gopi Geet, you'll attain the favor of the Lord. So he went there and he started reciting. And when he got to the third or fourth verse of Gopi Geet, which is Tava Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavitam Kaviviuditam Kalma Shapaham Shravana Mangalam Shimarattatam Buri Grina Jana At any rate, you can see in Gopi Geet. But many of our friends in Vrindavan that are Brahmins and Pundits, they, of course, it's also available in Gita Press. You can buy a small thing that says Gopi Geet, one of those little, like Gopal Sahasranam, etc. And they, many of my Brahmin friends in Vrindavan, they have told me over the years that if anyone recites this Gopi Geet, it's like a cup of riksha. Because the gopis are Shakti. They are expanded directly from Radharani. They are Radharani. Lalita is Radharani only, displaying a different bhav. Vishakha is Radharani, they're directly expanded from Radharani. Radharani is the female god. As God has all power, Radharani has all power, but that power is Radharani. Shakti, Shaktiman. So this Gopi Geet has all the power of the gopis, which it means has all the power of Radharani, which means all power, Sarva Shakti Mayi. Radharani is Sarva Shakti Mayi. So they told me, if you recite every day this Gopi Geet, then whatever desire you have, it will be fulfilled. Very soon. It is like a cup of riksha tree. It's not very long, it's like 19 verses or so. It's directly spoken by the gopis. By the gopis of Vrindavan. So when this verse was spoken by King Prataparudra, when Lord Chaitanya was absorbed in his internal ecstasies, and he heard this verse, he sprung up. And then he immediately embraced in Prema Lingata. He embraced Prataparudra. He said, oh, who is this? And that, and you can imagine, because all that King Prataparudra wanted to get is an audience with Lord Chaitanya. He simply wanted to have an introduction or meet him. Now he's embracing him chest to chest at a moment when Lord Chaitanya is in great ecstasy, not just an off moment of cordial meeting. Greatest ecstasy, dancing in the mood of taking my Krishna, I'm bringing my Vrijendranandan Krishna to Vrindavan. Now he's taking his bhog and I'm absorbed in ecstasies, and someone is enthusing me and someone is enhancing my ecstasies by speaking this Gopi Geet. Who is this great friend? Oh, my friend, you've given me so much solace and so much comfort. Who are you? And this king. So in this way he got the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya by firstly giving up his identity as a king, becoming humble, and then pleasing the Lord by reciting this Gopi Geet, chapter 31 of the 10th canto. So this kind of follows our discussion this morning. Sankhya purvaka namagana natabi kalava sannikrito nidrahara viharakari vijato chatyanta dino chayo Radha Krishna Kuna Smiter Madhurima Nandena Sammoito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Sadgo Swami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. So we heard there that Srinivasacharya is saying, you want to do Rag Bhajan? Then you should every day Sankhya, counting, every day chant some stotis, some prayers every day, regularly. This is very pleasing to the Lord. Radhika Astakam, Gopi Geet, Veno Geet, Radhakundasakam, some prayer every day. And so this Gopi Geet is highly recommended to be a daily chanting. Many devotees in Delhi, I remember one lady, I forget her name, but she used to bring her daughter, and her daughter is like 6 or 5. It's like so small, really small, maybe 5. And that she's somewhere maybe around Punjabi Bagh she lives. You know this lady? Because she came to my room in Vrindavan, and this little kid is like this big. She recited Gopi Geet.
Now she remembers more perfectly.
Yeah. Then when I went to Punjabi Bagh for the opening of that temple, the new temple of ISKCON, I was coming out the street to get in the car. Then this girl, I think we were there maybe, and this girl came with her mother. Say, remember my daughter? She can speak Gopi Gita better now. And then again she spoke. Right on the street she spoke the Gopi Gita. So even a 7-year-old can memorize it, or a 5-year-old. So, I mean, it would be a nice thing if you have some inclination to memorize something. You can try the Gopi Gita. Any questions or comments about Jagannath Vallabha Gardens? It's really a rustic place in Puri. Unfortunately, there are no 5-star hotels here. And there are no meat places here, or any kind of thing here. It is as it is, basically. Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, as it is. It wasn't much different 500 years ago. I don't know if the wrestling arena was here or not. Rangashala? Rangashala? It's called Rangashala? Rangashala. It's certainly beautiful. It's very soothing to the eyes. You look here or there and you see greenery.